Okay, all right, I call this meeting to order. Daf Lamed Daled, the last, in case you hadn't noticed, it's the last daf today. For those on the recording who can't see, we've got these beautiful cupcakes that say Siyum of Tmura, 135 daf to go, and there's a picture of a bowling ball and something else that I can't make out.
It goes to every shiur in Melbourne.
Right, so. From Spot On, sponsored by Spot On. I don't know if they sponsored it, but they made it. Someone else paid for it. We don't know who. Okay, we have to do the Mishnah.
No.
You sitting there? We have to do the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Ve'elu hainanik borim." The following items need to be buried. So we talked about yesterday. We were talking about the case where you had a korban or even a bet kavayis, and it died. So we said, depending on, it died before you shechted it, before you did anything with it. So we had the different opinions about which type of hektish requires hamoda v'harocha in order to be able to redeem it. And so the ones that cannot be redeemed, because they're not according to Reb Shimon, according to Chama, Reb Yechon, Shlokish, all the different days, they have to be buried. So now that we've mentioned that, so the Mishnah goes on and tells us about other things or general things that have to be buried and things they're not allowed to benefit from, so you have to bury them. And these are they. Kochim Shahipila. If you had a korban and the animal was a female animal and it miscarried, so you cover, then you have to bury the unborn baby. You can't, it's osoba, no, you can't have to bury it. Hipila Shilya. Even if it ejected a we normally translate that placenta. What does it say there?
Placenta, it is.
Yeah, whatever it is. This is the thing that the child comes in. So if it ejects after a shulia, so the Gemara has a... Sorry?
Amazon bag.
The Gemara has a principle that ain't shulia below vlad. If the sac came out, there must have been, even if you can't see any fetus in there, there must have been one, otherwise you wouldn't have a shulia. And therefore the whole thing is also about nas, tikovi, you got to bury it. Vesher haniskal, this is an ox that committed murder, so it gets put to death, executed. And even if you didn't execute it, it's osur bahana. If it died or whatever happened to it, you have to bury it. The egla rufa, and when egla rufa, so the case where they found a dead body between the two cities, and they bring out the calf into the valley to execute the calf as a kapara. So that is also that Egla Rufa has to be buried. Vetzipere Mitzoyra, the birds that are used in the Tara of a Mitzoyra, when he's finished being a Mitzoyra, so he brings the two birds. So one of the birds flies away, so that one you're not going to bury, but the other one that you shechted and then has to be buried is also Bahana. Say our Nazir, the hair of a Nazir, when a Nazir finishes his Nazirus, so he cuts his hair, that hair has to be buried. Petach Hamor. A petach chamor, that means if it died and he didn't redeem it, so the petach chamor has to be buried. Obasu b'cholav, meat and milk, if it's cooked together, zasu b'ana, according to some opinions.
And it has to be buried.
That's what the Mishnah says. V'chulin shenishchatu ba'azora. And if you had something that was not a korban, an animal that was not a korban, but someone took it into the Beis HaMikdash and shechted it, so that also has to be buried. Rav Shimon Omer, chulin shenishchatu ba'azora, yisrafu. Chulin that was shechted in the azora has to be burned. So we'll see what's the difference between burning and burying. Something that's buried is still there. And therefore it's theoretically possible that it could somehow
get out. What?
Something that's burnt is gone. Now, the reason why we Rav Shimon says that chulin that was shechted in the azara has to be burnt rather than buried is because a psuli hamukdoshin, a carbon that became posel, has to be burnt. So if someone sees you. Someone shechted chulin in the azara. When they see you, what do they see? They saw you shecht an animal, and then you're saying, oh, that's no good, and you'll bury it. They will think that a korban also, if it got a psul, you can bury, just like you bury that animal, this animal. They won't realize that that animal was chulin. And therefore, Reb Shimon says, you've got to burn the chulin shnishkat to bazara so people don't confuse it with a korban. And so he goes a step further. Even a chaya is a type of animal that's not a behemoth, and there's no such thing as a korban that's a chaya. So if a chaya was shnishkat in the azara, shnishkat to bazara, nobody could confuse that with a korban. Because if you see someone shechting a giraffe in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not going to mix that up. They're not going to know that that wasn't a korban, because there's no such thing as a korban that's made out of a giraffe. Yeah. Nevertheless, he says also, you have to, according to Reb Shimon, you have to burn it also, but according to the Chachamim,
right? Him saying that would seem that the reason he says behemoth is not for that.
I think once he gets to the point, once he gets to the point that a behemoth has to be, it seems like it's a low plug. We haven't discussed any reason for that. He wants to make it a general rule. No, Rashi points out here that by the giraffe, you wouldn't think that it was a carbon. No one's going to mix that up with a carbon. But it seems that Reb Shimon made a general rule, and once he made the general rule, he didn't want to start distinguishing between different types of animals. The Elohim and Israfim, the following things need to be burnt. Chametz bePesach, chametz on Pesach. Now it uses the word on Pesach, so that could mean chametz that you're burning on Erev Pesach, as we normally do, beer chametz. Or it could mean that you find the chametz on Pesach because you somehow missed it when you were checking. So it has to be burnt, not buried. Truma Tzmeya. Oh, so now, Truma Tzmeya. What's the Aleph? I've forgotten. Truma Tzmeya, Kilei HaKerem, and Orla. So all of these things are Aser Bahana. Truma Tzmeya. Truma which became Tommy, so the Kayan can't eat it, obviously. So you have to burn it. And Kilei HaKerem, when you planted a vine and grains of wheat and barley together, so that what grew out of that is Aser Bahana, the Kilei HaKerem. And Orla is the fruit of the tree in the first 3 years. So all of those things, osur bahana, so what do you have to do with them? You can't use them, you have to get rid of them somehow. So the Mishnah says, those three, es shadarkan lisraif yisraif, things that are combustible, you burn. So if it's a solid, if it's food, the es shadarkan lehikaver, if it's a liquid, you can't really burn a liquid, because liquids don't burn, is then you cover. So the liquid, you bury it. How do you bury a liquid? I guess you chuck it in the ground and it...
No,
seeps down.
No, but
oil you could burn.
Oil is forbidden to the Jew. Some going around, they can eat it.
So therefore, things that are osur bahana, all of the things that are osur bahana, a goy could have.
You can't have it.
So we don't. We want to get rid of it so people don't end up eating it or having benefit from it. You can't give it to a guy. Yes, if a guy found it, he could eat it. But we're talking about, we're worried that it's going to end up with a Jew. He's going to end up using it or whatever. So therefore, it has to be burnt. Umadlikin bepas v'shemen shel truma. If you had truma, you're allowed to have benefit from truma that you can burn it. You can use it as fuel. If you have oil of truma or you have bread of truma, you can have benefit from it as an object, even not from eating it. So that's not so. That particular statement isn't necessarily about getting rid of it, but the point is when you burn truma, you're allowed to benefit from the. If you burn truma tmei, you can benefit from the fire that's created out of that, even though you can't benefit directly from the truma. Kol hakachim shenishkatu chutz lizmanam chutzim koyman, any korban that was shechted, and we know that chusis manon here means pigul, that he had in mind to eat it outside of its time, or chusim koman, he had in mind to eat it outside of its place. So both cases, the animal, the korban, is no good. Is harei yisarfu, so that has to be burnt. Top of the page, osham tolui, if your person is not sure whether he did a sin that was chayav achatas or not, so he brings an osham tolui. What happens if he's prepared his osham tolui, and he has shechted it, and now it's dead, and before they even sprinkle the blood, he finds out for sure that he sinned, or that he didn't sin, either way. Yeah? So then, what does he do with that dead animal now, which hasn't been sprinkled? The korban's not finished, but but it's dead, so he can't send it back out to the paddock. So what does he have to do with that dead animal? Sorry if that has to be burnt as well. Rabbi Huda Omer Yakov, Rabbi Huda says that one should be buried. Chatos ha'oif, habal ha'sofik, So the din is that you can't bring a chatos if you're in doubt whether you need it. Because if you brought it and you didn't need it, then it's chulin bazar, which you're not allowed to do. Exception is a bird chatos. A woman, let's say, who when she finishes having a baby, she finishes the process of having a baby, and she gets her the end of your Maytara after the baby, so she has to bring birds. Now what happens if she's not sure, let's say she, and that applies even for a miscarriage. Let's say she miscarried something, and she's not sure it was actually a baby or not. So it's a suffix whether she has to bring this bird chatos. Well, she could miscarry, she could eject something, anything, something from inside her. Well, we're going to learn in Nida soon that it depends on what comes out. Let's say it was in the early stages and it wasn't yet formed into a fetus. Or let's say it was in New South Wales where you can, you know, babies don't count until they're, like, I don't know, ever. So, chatas oivabala suffix. So what happens if she's not sure she's mechuyev? So she can bring it. There's a special rule for a bird chatos that you can bring it even though you're not sure whether it's mechuyev or not. And the chatos oif is not, yeah, and then it's not eaten. You just, so what do you do with it? Tisarif. It has to be burnt. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so you can't eat it because it's a suffix whether it's really a chatos or not. And if it wasn't, if it's not really a chatos, you can't eat it anyway because it's not been shechted. It's been slit with a fingernail. Malika, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you don't burn the chatos oif abala suffik. What you do is yatilena la'oma. You throw it into the stream of water that's passing through the Azara and out it swept out.
Which means that it's going to be used as fertilizer because that's what they use with all the...
Yeah, so they had a... yeah, and he says because it's soft, it's only a bird, it's going to get all mushed up and out it will go. So it'll be similar to blood. The blood also is used. Blood of carbonis ends up also in the oma, flows out the door when it's used for fertilizer. Yeah. Kolanik barin lo yisrafu. Everything which we said is supposed to be buried, you're not allowed to burn it. V'cholanik srafin lo yikbaru. Anything that we said has to be burned, you're not allowed to bury it. Rabbi Yehuda Omerim Ratzel Hachmer Latzmel Lisrif Esanik Bar in Rashoi. If you want to be Machmer and burn something that was due to be buried, you can. Because the Chumrah of burning it is that it disappears out of the world altogether, like I said before. So Rabbi Yehuda says, getting rid of it through burning is even better than burying it. So if you want to burn something that only has to be buried, good on you. Omer Loi, and they said back to him, no, Enei Mutal L'Shanis. He can't change it. He has to do exactly what the rule is, what the stipulation is for that thing. You got to do exactly what it is. People can't start making extra chumras all over the place.
Is there a difference with the things in the Mishnah where it repeats Yisrafu? Because it says Yisrafu, which is Yikbiru. Right? And then it repeats certain of them and he says it again. Is anything different about those that he repeats them?
Which one?
Which is a general rule. Eloheinah Nikbali.
Yes.
Kotim Shi
Kipila Yikavru. Oh, you want to be Madai because it says Yikavru again? Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe so, but I don't know. Somebody says something else on this. Okay, says the Gemara. So one of the things you mentioned that had to be buried was Sar HaNozer Yikavru. The hair of a Nozer has to be buried. Is Rami Le Tovi the Rav Nachman? Tovi asked the question to Rav Nachman. It's done. So you had Nazir, you cover. Or Raminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. It says someone who weaves a stitchful Malay Hasid mit Semer Bechor bebeged. He took a piece of a Bechor and he from the wool of a Bechor and he wove it into a garment. Yedalek habeged. Then the garment has to be burnt. Okay, that's good. But the next point is what we bring this for. Misar ha-nazir. If someone took a hair from a nazir, upetach ha-mer, and the hair of a petach ha-mer, and he wove it into a besak. Sak is a material. Well, it doesn't have to be a bag. I think sak doesn't necessarily mean it's a bag, literally.
But that's what the material used for a sack.
So Rashi says that the beged and sakid is not a diuk. It's just a normal thing. Is that you use wool in clothes and you use these things for sacks. Is yidalek a sack? So it has to be burnt. So we see here that a nazir's hair, osur bahano, has to be burnt, not buried. So how come the Mishnah says buried and that Mishnah says burnt? Is Amalei? So we answered him. Kam ben nazir tomei, kam ben nazir toher. Nazir Torah has to be burned because the Torah says, what do you do? The Torah says when a Nazir finishes being a Nazir, it says, V'nosad alesh, he puts it in the fire underneath the dud, yeah, where he's cooking the shlomim, so he has to put the hair into there. So the Torah tells you to burn the hair of a Nazir Torah. Nazir Tomei, he doesn't exactly tell you what to do with the hair, so that's the one that has to be buried. So we told him, Shanisa, Nazir, and Nazir. Okay, that answer is acceptable to explain the contradiction about the hair of the Nazir. What about Petach Hamer, a Petach Hamer? We said in the Mishnah, a Petach Hamer also is to be buried, and here it said that it should be burnt. As he says, is Petach Hamer, a Petach Hamer is still a Kasha? So Ishtik, so he didn't answer him, Rav Nachman. Well, Leomol, Leomol, he didn't say anything. Is Amalei, so then Rav Nachman asked back to Tavi, Midashmiel Chobaha, did you hear anything about it? I haven't heard anything. Do you know any answer? Is Amalei, Hachi Rav Sheshes. So he quoted Rav Sheshes, Kan Bisa, Kan Biseir. It depends. When it's in a sack, so we said the Mishnah here talks about Bisak. If it's in a sack, so then you Dalek. Then it has to be when you wove it into a sack, then you have to burn it. Why? Because that's the sort of thing that somebody might find it and use it. So therefore, you don't want to bury it. You want to get rid of it altogether, because you bury a sack and then the wind blows and pulls the earth out, and someone will take it and have an off from it. Masha Enkein, if it's just a piece of hair, then we're not worried about that. Okay. Itzmar Nami, another statement. Amar Rav Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Kambisak, Kambisayor. It depends if it's woven into a garment, has to be burnt, into a sack, it has to be burned. If it's not, then it doesn't. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Kambin Nazir Tor, Kambin Nazir Tomei. So he said, the same thing as what Rav Nachman answered him originally, about the hair, not about the Petach Hamer. He said, a Sar Nazir Tor has to be burnt. The hair of a Nazir Tomei doesn't have to be burnt. So we asked him a general question. The bottle sack peruba. We talked to that Mishnah that talked about when you wove the hair into the sack, and we said you have to burn the whole sack. Why don't we just say it's bottle beroif? It's one hair in a whole big sack, so it should be nullified to the majority.
Why don't you ask the same about the wool?
Sorry?
Why don't you ask the same about the wool, putting a bit of wool into a garment from the foil?
Well, you could, but I guess it would be the same question. Yeah, he doesn't say anything over here. It's Omar of Papa Bitsiporto. When he made he's got a diagram, a picture of a bird. So it's not just one hair that's in there. It's a whole, like you put the Magpies logo on the shirt. So that's not bottle, because even though it's less than the rest of the threads, but it's chashuv, so therefore it's not bottle. So he says, Tzipert, you're talking about a decoration that he took the hair of the Nazir and he wove it into the garment and made a magpie, is Lishlfinu, just take it out again, because it's so obvious you can see it. If there was one thread in the garment, you probably can't find it anymore. But if you're saying it's just if it's actually a picture that he put on it, take out the picture. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda. When it said your whole question about how come this one says burn it and that one says bury it, very simple. The one who says burn it is Rabbi Yehuda. The Amr in Ratzal Hachbar Latzmer Lishtif Hasanik Barim Rashoi, that he's allowed to burn it even though he doesn't have to. So that was Rabbi Yirmiyah's answer to Rav Papa, who said, "Why don't you take it out?" Sorry, to whoever the maksha was. Zamalei, so he says back to him, Kakasha law on Lishlafinu. My question was, why get rid of it altogether? If it's a bird, you could take out the picture, and then you don't have any Yisr at all. So I'm not asking you why burn it instead of burying it. I'm saying, why do anything to it? Take out the bird, and you can keep it. And your answer is that it's like Rabbi Yehuda says to burn it. He doesn't answer the question. So he answers, so he says back to him, Hachikam in Abirmiya says back to him, Hachikam in, I meant to say as follows, Im Efchalish Lefinu Takimutim. If you can recognize the threads that came from the hair of the Nazir, yes, you should take it out. But Im Lav, if you are not able to recognize it, or if it's impossible to take it out, somehow the weaving process was too embedded and you can't take it out, then I will say, Ukmak Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to say that the Mishnah says, burn it, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. But I don't have to have a contradiction between the two Mishnahs, one that says burn it and one says bury it, because the one that says burn it is going to be Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, then we talked in the Mishnah about things that have to be burnt. Omar Mar Chametz bePesach Yisarif. It says you got to burn Chametz on Pesach. Sasam Lantanak Rabbi Yehuda. This Stam Mishnah is passing like Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar Enbir Chametz al Asreifa. He says the only way to get rid of Chametz is to burn it. The Chachamim say you could crumble it up and throw it to the air and it will blow away, and that's good enough. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you got to burn it. Trumatz Meyava Orla. Is we said that something which is combustible you burn, something which is not combustible you bury. Haketzah says a Gemara, what does that mean? Oichlin b'sreifa. If it's food, truma tzmeya kilayim and orla, then you burn it. If it's liquids, mashkin before, then you bury it. Chatas ha'oif, we said a chatas ha'oif has to be burned, and Rabbi Yehuda says just chuck it in the stream. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, chatas ha'oif abal asafik at yilana la'ama. If it's a chatas ha'oif that was brought when it was a doubt whether the person was mechuyev or not, then you throw it into the ama, minatcha ever ever. I mean, how do you throw it into the stream? You cut it into pieces, v'zarka la'ama, and you throw it into that stream. And because it's soft and little, it will flow out and roll out the Nachal Kidron down to the stream in the Kidron Valley. So the Chachamim said that it's something that we said to bury, you're not allowed to burn it. My timer, why not? It's a chumra. Well, who cares if I want to be machmir? Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda write it? We can burn it. Mishum denigbori in a foreign osur, because there is a chumra in burial. Buried things, even the dust that it turns into when it decomposes or whatever it is still forbidden to use. And Israfin, a foreign mutter, if you burnt it, the ashes are permitted to use. So therefore, in that sense, burying is stricter than burning. Freder Gemara of an Igbor in a foreign host, you're going to tell me that if it's buried, the ashes is also Batanya. Dam Hanida and Bosar Hamesha Nifrichu, Tahirin, the blood of a Nida and the body, flesh from a dead body, if it crumbled up, it's Tahir. So my love, tahirin. So when you say it's like a dead body, yeah, a piece of a dead body when it completely crumbled up is tahir, yeah. So my love isn't the pshat tahirin umutarin. It's also permitted to have benefit from it. So he says loy tahirin vasurin. It's tahir that it doesn't make it tamei, but it's still permitted. It's still forbidden to have benefit from it because we're saying that the dust that comes from something that you buried is asur b'hanah. Masiv Rav Pinchas asked the question. It says that oila sa'ifshin smatza. When you've done mismatza means you smush the oil sa'if on the mizbeach. That is the way you do it. With the oil sa'if, you don't sprinkle the blood. You just take the whole bird's head and smush it onto the mizbeach. That's called mismatza. So what happens then? So you've done the avoda. You're finished with it. What do you do with the other things? Murasa v'noitza shalom. The crop and the feathers, yotze medei me'ila. There's no more me'ila anymore because you finished doing the carbon. Is my love, isn't the pshat, yotze medei me'ila, and now it's mutari. It's permitted to have benefit from it. And what are you doing with those things? You're burying them and you're allowed to have benefit from it. So he says, loy, yotze medei me'ila, but it's still asurin. It's still osur, they're just the chiv of me'ila. The nisrafin. Now, so that's about the ashes of a buried thing. What about the ashes of a burnt thing? We said nisrafin. The hektish. We said a foreign mutter. We said the ashes is mutter of atani within the brisa. Call nisrafim a foreign mutter. Anything that you have to burn, the ashes are permitted to benefit from. Chutz me'efra sheira ve'efra the hektish, except for of a zora tree and hektish. So we're talking here about hektish. So he says la'olam. It's osur. No, the ashes of. The ashes of burnt things attacker osir. Omer if would like arivlo I if it's osir. Sorry, when he said it was osir, why didn't he stick them together? Why didn't he put asherah and hektish together? Because asherah and hektish have two different laws. Mishum dasherah yeshlo betila, because an asherah could be made bottle. So he doesn't want to take a stamp statement that a Asherah is the same as Hektish, because Asherah could be different. We know Asherah means Avodah Zorah. We know that if a Goy is Mevatali Avodah Zorah, so then it's permitted. So therefore, I guess if you burn it, the ashes, if the Goy is Mevatal, that is also, you could use it.
But so he's not saying them together because it says Afer in between?
It says
Afer, share of Afer, the Hector?
Yeah. And ein hektish, but hektish ain't lebetele lomis. Okay, so that's the explanation of the brisa. But katoni mir efer hektish loyla moser, right? So it says there loyla moser that efer hektish is osur. Everything is mutter except for hektish. Here we're talking about hektish. So how come over here we're saying it's mutter? There's amar rami bar chama could go into naflat leka ba'atzei hektish me leha. Here we're talking about when is it osur when it was burnt by itself. A fire started and it happened to go and burn the hektish. And let's say it was wood of hektish. Kevin lo yadiya man deleve inish delimo. Since no one did it, we don't know who started the fire or was this by itself. Spontaneous combustion. So therefore there no one has done me'ila on this hektish. Delefe kefar on the chulin. That the ashes should become chulin. How do ashes become chulin? If a person uses something that's also bahana, so he is moyel, but the thing goes out to chulin. Yeah, but over here, since no one did it, it happened by itself, it didn't go out to chulin. So in that case, then the ashes will be osur as well. Rav Shmaya says, no. Rav Shmaya says, when it says over there, the ashes of hektish are osur, it doesn't mean all ashes of all hektish of Psuli HaMakdoshin that you had to burn. He says, Omar ki Tanya Hamas Nisa, that one that says it's also is Betrumas Hadeshin Tanya. He's talking specifically about the ashes that you took off the Mizbeach after you burnt the limbs and the fats of the carbon. The La'ola Masa that's always forbidden to use. The Tanya V'Somai says V'Somai Eitzel HaMizbeach, we say every day. V'Somai means Benachas, don't chuck it, just put it. V'Somai Kuloi. And you have to put v'samoy, put it next to the mizbech, means all of it, v'samoy, shleifazah, don't scatter it. So that v'samoy benachas means you put it there when you leave it there, and that it is also bahano. We'll do all this. We'll have the lechaim say that. Shreya, mazel tov. Well, we have to do a lechaim, maybe? They got little cups? Oh, shreya. A little... Oh, yeah. The cups are stuck together. Ah, there we go. I got one. Okay. Truck me a dimple. Are we saying this or are we keeping it for next Tisha B'Av? No, I'm not saying. We'll have a few more by Erev Pesach. No? That's good enough. Thank you. L'chaim, we should do many, many more mesechtas, and we should recruit extra people. Okay, I'm going to try it.
What's bourbon?
He told me the green stuff is edible. Is it mazonis? The green stuff? Same as that's the whole thing we bought them. Yeah. It is edible. He's right. Wow. It's too creamy. A bit too much cream.
No such thing as too much cream.
Not much. No, I just think it's too much sugar, right?
No. Oh, sugar, yeah.
Hey. Very messy. Thank you.
Yeah. When I was... Hey, mate.
Chaim.
Ooh. Bourbon. I might take one for later because I've had too much things this morning as well.
And that's the thing is too much.
Yeah, it's true. I'm a bigger eater in the evening than in the morning.
Oh, this is still on. It's been recorded now. We all, everyone.